it on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into this absolutely terrific Tuesday, September 9th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Excuse me. Been talking so much already this morning, I'm losing my voice. Haven't even done the show yet. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. I've been on the phone with Kyle Malin, the owner editor of MERS News Service, subscription news service down in Lansing. He called me for a couple of quotes that we're going to talk about at the bottom of this half hour. We have some things to talk about this morning, and he said, "Man, Trucker, every time I talk to you, you give me perspectives completely unlike anybody else's. You completely shock me as to your knowledge and how much you know about what the heck's going on in Lansing." And I said, "Well, it's my job. Michigan news, Michigan politics, it's what we do." So greatly appreciate the phone call this morning. The Pundit Monday questions: who needs Mackinac Island more? Well, guess what? A week from this Friday, the 19th, I'll be broadcasting from the green room of the Grand Hotel from 9 to noon. And then heading down to the lobby of the Grand Hotel to meet you guys, 12:30. You want to come and see me and shake my hand, get your picture taken, whatever, just come on and be at the lobby at 12:30 a week from this Friday the 19th. I will be at the affair every 2 years, the conference, Michigan Republican Leadership Conference, biennial event. Who needs to do more? Needs Mackinac more? Does a government shutdown benefit Hall and the Republicans in the House? And what about axe my tax? Those are the three main questions he wanted me to respond to. I did. There were some others that were also giving their thoughts. And appreciate Kyle reaching out to me this morning and getting my statements into his story. One of the things that I think that is happening is that the Michigan Republican Party under State Senator Jim Runstead, who is the party chair, finishing off his last year of service as a senator, heading into next year, still going to be in the minority, not able to run for re-election, not able to get anything done. They don't have the majority in the state Senate. Democrats control it. Republicans, go suck your thumb and sit in the corner. That's what's happening in the state Senate. Well, he's put together some awesome people to come to the Grand Hotel. First of all, the Grand Hotel is completely sold out for both Friday and Saturday nights. Not from the public, necessarily, but from the Republicans. Nearly every other rentable room on the island is gone as well. They have a car approved for Cabinet Secretary Kristi Noem, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis may be coming as well. Beyond that, there's even more reasons for excitement. Open U.S. Senate seat, open statewide seats, every congressional seat, every state senator, every state representative, Secretary of State, and Attorney General. Well, it all raises several questions, especially when it comes to the gubernatorial candidate. Who needs to have the best showing? Does it even matter at this point? So we're going to get into that bottom of the half hour. In the next segment, we're going to be joined by Stacy. She's over at Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office in Sheboygan. Deep tissue laser light therapy. Text me your questions.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one here on this Tuesday. Joining us on the line right now is Stacy. She's over at Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office in Sheboygan. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Randy.
I got a text message already for you right out of the gate.
Yay.
Mike downstate wanted to know, Does this type of therapy work if somebody is on pain medicine for their back? He's had back issues, he said, his entire adult life. He said, my doctor has had me on these stupid pills that don't really work. Is it something that the laser light therapy could affect with the medication being in my body for so many years, in my bloodstream, in supposedly going to my back? Would this therapy hurt or hinder because of my medications?
Not at all. We have people that have come in to get off of medication and have successfully done so. One gentleman came in a few months ago, and he was on a lot of, I think his was a car accident. And so the more he got, the less he was, you know, the more laser treatments that he got, he got braver to get off of the medication. Because I know it's something that, you know, you have to overcome as far as...
it's an addiction.
You just know that you're going to have the pain if you don't take it by 10 or
right.
whatever. So you just have to try it. Maybe, you know, have it after you've done a couple laser treatments and try it out and see if you feel anything. And if you don't, have it again. But obviously, talk to your doctor if it's one of those type of medications that you do need to wean yourself off of. If it's just ibuprofen or acetaminophen, low average doses, then you can do it yourself.
Do it yourself. You know, that's funny because you mentioned doctor prescribed medicines.
Right.
When I had my right shoulder replaced years ago now, let's see, that was 2019. When he got me off of the really strong pain meds I was on that he prescribed, he switched me over to Tramadol. And Tramadol, I didn't realize it, was very, very addictive. You know, if I didn't take it, if I just went cold turkey, I just didn't take it, I felt like ants were crawling all over my body and I was itching like crazy. Just like it was, he said it was a reaction to the addiction.
Sure.
And he said, okay, so here's what we're going to do. He says, what I want you to do is I want you to switch to two extra strength Tylenol. I believe they're 800 milligrams each and four Advil. And I'm like, say what? And he's like, yeah, two extra strength Tylenol, four Advil is the equivalent of what one Tramadol, 50 milligram Tramadol, would do. And so I switched over to that. And then, like you said, cut it in half. And then I cut it in half again. And after about 3 weeks, I was completely weaned off of Tramadol. But like you said, if you are accustomed, if you don't take that pain med by 10 o'clock, you know the pain's coming. And so I call it an addiction. To me, it was an addicted to painkillers. So good to know. Also, another follow-up from him. He said, should I talk to my back doctor first before scheduling an appointment for a deep tissue laser light session with Stacy?
Well, if you don't have any contraindications, it's not necessary. Obviously, if you have any hesitation or question about it, feel free to. We have plenty of people who have gone to their doctors and asked, and the normal response right now is it can't hurt. It can only help, and that they had seen studies on it, but they themselves don't have the machinery. Usually because it's not covered under insurance yet, so they don't have access.
They don't have it. They don't have it as a service.
Yeah, got it. In their clinics, yes.
In their offices. Mm-hmm. All right, one of the things that I did want to talk to you about, because we had a conversation with Missy yesterday about diabetes and blood sugar, and one of the things that she was talking about is the organs within the body, especially thyroids. Person asked if this was last week after you were on the show. I forgot to... Actually, I didn't even see the text until the break, and you were already gone. Thyroids is something that people are very concerned about, being on some type of thyroid medicine or whatever. Again, same type of answer. Do you avoid the thyroid area? Explain that process.
Yes. We don't typically do any treatment of laser on your thyroid, nor of your skull or cranium, your head area where your brain is, but almost everywhere else. So yes, those are the two exceptions.
Where exactly is the thyroid located?
On the at the if you follow your, you know, from your chin down your esophagus, then left and right, you have your thyroid glands.
Yes.
So if your dentist has ever checked your thyroid when they're checking underneath your, you know, when they're doing a little exam, or your doctor, and then they reach all the way down, go along your neck or throat area, and that's what they're checking for down at the base.
That's what they're checking. So raise your head, and they're facing you, and they got both hands up there, and they're feeling both sides of your neck, right on the esophagus.
Closer to your clavicle.
Yes, down all the way down. So basically, you avoid those areas. So once you get down to like the neck area, down in the back of the back, that there's no problems because that's not even close to the thyroids, number one. But number two, headaches. I keep getting people asking me, they have migraine headaches, they have all kinds of headaches. Is there anything that can be done? Where is it that you find people get most relief if they come in complaining of headaches? Where do you provide the deep tissue laser light therapy?
Either on their neck, so on the back of the neck, or and the tops of the right outside of the neck area towards your shoulder.
Okay.
There are a couple
heading to the shoulder blade area, kind
of. Yep. Right in there. So either or. We've had other people that have had success also with doing Baja Gold salt shots. So your body needs salt in order to for your cells to absorb water.
Okay.
So if you're not on some restriction of some sort health-wise, then Baja Gold doesn't have your heavy metals or anything. It's been deemed one of the safest salts. It's BAJA Gold. And there is a fine in a course, so obviously fine would probably be, you know, more easily dissolved in warm water.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you just drink it, or do you put it on your food?
You just put it, you can put it in your food, but I just take it in the morning in a salt shot. Just put some hot water in with a teaspoon of salt, you know, swish it around, let it dissolve a minute, and take that. That takes care of a lot of people's headaches also.
Wow, did not know that. It's just because they're missing some salt in their body.
Probably that, and it just helps your body absorb a lot more water. Your cells need the salt in order to absorb the water.
Gotcha. And that's healthy. Of course, that's why...
And so many people are telling people not to have a lot of salt, or they see it on TV, or who knows what.
Sure.
But it's, if you have the healthy kind, then that's good. But if you have the bad, treated chemical, you know, a lot of chemicals in it, etc., then that is not necessarily very healthy for you. But if you get the Baja Gold, and that is available readily, you can order it online. Sure.
Well, that's why Missy gives all of her fat-burning clients the Premier Pink Salt, that she wants them to take salt with their apple cider vinegar and get that into their system. That's interesting. That actually then helps them retain hydration, water, and then helps the cells then retain all the benefits of the supplements and drops and different things that she gives.
And it could help. It could help also if anybody's having cramping, you know.
Oh, yes. Short.
In your calves or legs or whatever.
Yeah. Football, absolutely, back in the day. And we were taking
you're
salt
working
pills.
Out a lot.
Yeah, we were sweating a lot and taking salt pills.
Sure.
I want to get into one discussion that you mentioned because I want to make sure people understand. You mentioned doctors. A lot of doctors don't have this type of equipment in their offices yet because it's not covered by insurance. Explain basically then how the pricing is and how it works in your office and what you're willing to do for our listeners that said, I heard you on the radio with Chuck or Randy. Explain to them the pricing of your treatments.
Okay, if you want to just come in and just get one treatment, it's $60. But we've lowered it for the Chuck or Randy audience, and so you can get two for $99. And so that'll save you, you know, $21 right there. And it gives you a chance to try two just to make sure that it works, because sometimes the first one, although 50% of the people feel something right away, the other ones take 3 to 5 hours. It is very handy to have a second one because I could be maybe a little more aggressive depending on what your symptoms are, what your responses are to the first one. And we can really get a good feeling of how you're going to do after the second. Another option, obviously, is to get a package of six for $300. That is, you know, averages $50 a piece also.
Right. Excellent. Well, one of the things I think that people need to understand, what this does to the body and how it stimulates the cells, talk about ATP, talk about inflammation, talk about what we're actually getting into.
Well, the laser light, it goes so deep into your skin. It goes 3 to 5 centimeters deep, and it doesn't even generate any heat, and there are no harmful effects. So this adenosine triphosphate production, and it helps the cells grow and replicate in a healthy way. It brings blood flow to the area, and it increases angiogenesis of the capillaries. So that is when your vessels like almost sprout a little extra little arm or etc. to be more effective in another area if your body needs to have more blood flow to some place that it didn't before. Or if something's injured, like let's say you get a bruise and you and your body heals that area and some have been cut off due to healing, it sprouts something, you know, little vessels to go around that area to make sure that all of your skin still gets blood flow. So yep. It's very, you know, it helps increase your healing by 30 to 40%. And like you had mentioned earlier, some people are on medications if they have some pain and they're getting this done and they're able to wean themselves off of or by a doctor or by themselves, depending on which medications they're on. If they're on over-the-counter, obviously they can do that on their own. But if they're on a high potency of any other prescription drugs, they're doing that with their doctor.
Right. Got a question for you real quick.
Sure.
Penny says, chiropractic adjustments of the neck and then have a laser light treatment. Highly, yes, absolutely. Dr. Gary has adjusted me numerous times already, and especially with my neck and my lower back. And then Stacy takes me into the other room and brings the laser in and does it for me. Absolutely, highly recommend it. A good approach. Mechanically, Stacy, if something's basically out in the neck area, get an adjustment first and then get a treatment.
Yep, you bet. That is that. Obviously, that's something that you would feel. There are some people who have, you know, unknown origins for migraines, and that's why I was suggesting the other two options. But your lack of mobility of that part of your spine is obviously a given for sure.
Got another.
We see that in the office every day.
Okay, another text. Summer downstate. Her uncle. Can he get deep tissue laser light treatments? He has a pacemaker, diabetic with a pump, and has bouts of AFib. He's suffering from sciatic pain in the lower back.
Yes, call our office and talk to, we will get in contact with our doctor and possibly talk to your doctor. But we would have to, you know, have you and your doctor be in communication with ours before, you know, we find out if it's really a possibility or not.
Very good.
That's case by case scenario.
I'm going to give out the phone number. It's 231. Yep. 627-4300. They're located at 323 North Main Street in Sheboygan. Text me laser and my phone will send you the information. Thank you, Stacy. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
On the hour news break, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.